Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host once again. Welcome to the show this Friday afternoon or whenever you're listening to the show. And remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org to download shows or to get a podcast subscription to all of our shows. Again, that's alaskapublic.org. Again, glad to have you along this Friday afternoon. My guests today are from Perseverance Theater. They're opening a new show tonight, although it had a run in Juneau. The show was called Our Voices Will Be Heard by Vera Starbird, and we have Vera here, the playwright, to talk about the show. Welcome to the show, Vera.
Thank you.
We also have one of the actors in the show. Her name is Erin Tripp. Erin has performed in shows with Perseverance before, and most recently, I think you were in, what was the show?
Sonia and Masha and Spike.
Yeah, Durang always has these long or strange titles for his plays. And it was one of you performed here in Anchorage. I remember seeing that show here. So welcome to the show, Erin.
Thank you.
And Erin's playing one of the parts in the show. And apparently Erin is playing Vera, but we'll get to that in a moment. Yeah. We also have, as always, Josh Lohman, who's here with Perseverance Theater to talk about just the theater and the process and how it's going on. And so we'll include him into the conversation as well. So welcome to the show, all you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So Vera, let's talk about you first. Now, this play, Our Voices Will Be Heard, has a story about this story. How did the show develop?
Well, it started with a short story I actually wrote when I was 18 years old. And it was about my experiences of abuse from my uncle when I between ages 4 and 8. And it was a lot of allegory. It was pure allegory. And I didn't really do anything with that story for like a decade. It was a very personal story, but I didn't show it to anyone even. And 4 years ago, the Alaska Native Playwright Project had an application. They said, send in a story idea and see if you want to learn how to write a play. And I had just finished a book, and I thought I needed to work on my dialogue. I didn't know anything about playwriting, so I submitted this story as the topic that I would write a play about, not knowing how much time and thought and energy would have to be going into probably the most personal story of my life.
And so it didn't develop into this play. That must have been a challenge, not only, as you said, going from a story about your very personal experience, but also going from a narrative to a play script. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, it was very different. When you're writing completely in dialogue, all of the action has to be told in some way on a stage versus, you know, being omniscient in a novel or something. And that was very new to me. Most of my stories and my book have very little dialogue. So that was a learning curve in itself. And on top of it, this really personal and often tough story, including things that happened in the year that I wrote the play. The uncle that abused me was back in jail for abusing another girl. A cousin who had been abused at the same time as me became an abuser himself all in that year. So it was a pretty intense year. And the play changed in the months as those things were happening and I was examining kind of my own process with those. Ultimately, though, it ended up being pretty cathartic for me. To have just written it. And I really did think at the end of the year, you have a public reading at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. And I thought that was it. No one was ever going to see this. So I invited my closest friends and family to see this one reading. And I really thought that was going to be it. But
we know it's not. In fact, Josh, tell us how Perseverance came across this play.
Well, we were working, actually, I think at the time, if I remember right, we were working on Holly's play, which I always call Holly's play because the name is Chikikthulu, or Giving Something Away, she was also part of that Native Playwrights Project. And I think that's how we found you guys, isn't it? Or was it through Dark Winter?
It was actually through Native Voices. Mm-hmm. Native Voices was part of that. And Perseverance Theater was working with, so they were aware of plays. Native Voices in L.A. actually brought it down to L.A. for a reading in San Diego at the La Jolla Playhouse. And through that, began talking with Art Roach of Perseverance and said, hey, there's this play that you should read. And Art had actually knew of it from the reading before and said, sure, send it to me. And then the rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, the rest is going to become history because yes. you opened tonight in Anchorage. You had the Juno run already. Mm-hmm. Aaron, let's go to you for a moment. I mentioned at the top of the show that you're playing Vera. Mm-hmm. In a way. How does that feel?
Well, we actually have talked a lot about it's very loosely based on her life, as in, you know, it's set in a different time period, and the character is a little different from her. Like, I'm playing 13 to 19, whereas she was 4 to 8, and I'm just bringing my own personality to it. So at first, maybe there was pressure to, you know, get it right, but I think we've been able to make it our own, and she's allowed us that freedom.
Well, any play that comes from real life has to be dramatized, and I mean, it's interesting that you've been able to make that leap from your personal life to the story, to the play, to Aaron playing, mm-hmm. not you, I hate to say she's playing you, she's playing the character in the play.
Yeah, because I mean, you've said a couple of times that in the process, it really kind of became its own thing.
Yeah, definitely. I struggled with that a lot in the early writing and even the first couple of years through the workshops of, but that didn't really happen. Or, you know, this combining some relatives into one person. You know, I mean, there was a lot of struggle with that as, but is that being honest to life? And what the actors have allowed me to see is they really take ownership of the characters. And while that frightened me when I heard that described, we're at the beginning of this process of, but it's mine, you know. What opening night really became in Juno was watching these super talented actors completely own the story. The director, Larissa Fassler, just totally trusted her with it, and it was actually really relieving for it not to be on my shoulders anymore, that this became their story, and it was a different family up there, and it's a different time period, so that helps. It's 19th century Clinkett Village, so you know, I was able to remove myself in that way, but it was pretty neat to see what the actors and director have done with it.
Interesting. My guests today are Vera Starbird and Aaron Tripp and Josh Lohman from Perseverance Theater Company. They're opening Vera's play tonight. Our voices will be heard playing at the Sidney Lawrence Theater, correct, at the Pat?
That is correct. It's 7:30.
And performing through the 28th, and they perform during the week, so it's all through the week. So
yep, just not Monday and Tuesday. Those nights are reserved for her thing. Her other thing.
Her other thing. Should we ask about that?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and switch topics completely.
Well, it's not related. Off topic, though, because part of the process was doing readings during Dark Winter Productions, Tales for a Dark Winter, last year and the year before. And so it has, because last year Irene came up and did a piece from it. So this is part of the process.
Yes.
Well, tell us all about it.
And it's pretty fun. My sister-in-law now, Irene Bedard, she was in Smoke Signal. She was the voice of Disney's Pocahontas.
She was also in Winter Bear.
Yes.
Here in
Anchorage.
Winter Bear,
actually the first thing I ever saw her in.
I worked with her on that show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
so. Yeah,
but go ahead.
She'll be here Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 o'clock at the Sidney Lawrence. We used my stage, the stage for the play. And it's just staged readings of 5 different short plays. We call it Short Stories for a Dark Winter. And it's just inviting people of this community to be part of the theatrical process of trying to get more Native playwrights, more Native actors, or mostly novice actors. And most of the cast is actually going to be directing or mentoring the novice actors. So just trying to build that community of Native theater here in Anchorage, that Perseverance is with us from year one and really sort of mentored us into how to develop these actors in plays.
So, Aaron, are you involved in this?
Yeah, I'm an actor. I get to act with Pocahontas. But no, I'm doing 2 readings.
How did that help for you for doing the reading last year with Irene?
Oh, it was so great because she had to come late just because of her filming schedule. She could only make it there the day before the event where we had these rehearsals and we had these novice actors. And her coming in and acting with the novice actors just completely changed how they even reacted to the material. Just someone with experience and doing the roles in it with a lot of experience just completely changed how we operated even the night of. So they really make a difference when they have a pros come in.
So this is exciting. You've got something going on every night from tonight until the 28th, either the show or Our Voices Will Be Heard or these readings. Great.
Yes.
You mentioned before about the going from the narrative to dramatizing that. And one of the characters in the play is a storyteller, though, isn't that? Jack Dalton is playing the storyteller. And so are you including kind of that element into the play as well?
Oh, yes. We have the best storyteller. and he's been involved with the play since the first 10 pages, too, same as the director.
Since time immemorial.
Didn't he play Grandma at first?
He played Grandma in the first reading. He's a very versatile actor. He's a very convincing Clink and Grandma there also. But the storytelling part is sort of a modern day or even future storyteller. Who you find is telling a story that becomes familiar throughout the course of the play. He comes in and out, and he tells the legend of the Wolverine Woman. And you kind of find out who the Wolverine Woman is and what that's about more toward the end of the play.
Well, it sounds exciting. And I want to thank our guests for coming today, Vera Starbert, and Aaron Tripp and Josh Lohman for talking about Our Voices Will Be Heard opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the PAC, running through the 28th, and not only the play, but also this extra thing on Monday and Tuesday. So thanks a lot for being on the show.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Dinner Theater's production of Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel is taking a break after this weekend's performances Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 5 p.m., but we'll be back after Fur Rondi, so stay tuned for more information about its return. This is a dinner show, so dinner is served 1/2 hour before curtain, so make sure you get there before the curtain starts. For more information, please contact anchoragedinnertheater.com. Valley Performing Arts is opening Anne of Avonlea by Joseph Robinette, based on the book by L.M. Montgomery, tonight and running through March the 13th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. For more information, contact valleyperformingarts.org. Also opening tonight is Pulse Dance Company, performing in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. The concert, titled La Femme, will continue this weekend and to next weekend with curtain times Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays. For more info, please visit pulsedancecompany.org. And also opening tonight is Perseverance Theater, and they're opening their production of Our Voices Will Be Heard by Vera Starbird. Opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the PAC, the show will continue to run until February the 28th. For more information, go to ptalaska.org. Well, that's it for this week for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.